Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Being the chief of police, I'm certainly the one who champions to ensure that we reduce violent crime across our city. That is why the mayor appointed me to do that job, which is why you've seen the reduction in crime across our city. This effort will only help us enhance and build upon that.
Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith plans to work with federal officials to keep crime rates low. This comes after President Donald Trump federalized the department, claiming crime is rampant in the city. D.C.'s Attorney General Brian Schwalb says Trump's move is out of touch with what's going on in the district. 850 law enforcement agents and officers were deployed across the district in a surge. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says given how many arrests were made on Monday, Trump's plan is working.
They made a total of 23 arrests, including multiple other contacts. These arrests consisted of homicide, firearms offenses, possession with intent to distribute narcotics, fair evasion, lewd acts.
But that's less than half of the arrests made on the same day in 2024 by the city's police department alone. Crime in the district rose in 2023, mirroring a national trend, but is at a 30-year low. Trump claims crime is also rampant in other major cities, but Jeff Asher, co-founder of crime data analytics firm AH Datalytics, says based on available FBI data, these problems are improving.
Los Angeles had the fewest murders since 1966 through June. New York had the fewest shootings, I think, that they've ever recorded. I was just reading an article talking about the Baltimore miracle in terms of gun violence and murder falling in Baltimore.
Meanwhile, the Texas State Senate passed a redistricting map, which could add 5 Republican seats to Congress, but the map can't take effect until the House votes on it, which Democrats in the chamber are fighting to block by not having a quorum. Texas Speaker of the House, Republican Dustin Burrow, says his Democratic colleagues are only making things worse for themselves.
If the devastation of our Hill Country communities, the Texas Constitution, and their mounting debt aren't enough to bring them back today, they should yet again be reminded this is not going away. The work is not going away, and the pressure on them will only grow.
Former Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown, who lost his long-held Ohio seat in 2024, plans to run for the Senate next year. The race would likely take a national profile as Democrats try to take control of the closely divided chamber. As the Trump administration expands its crackdown on immigration, more states are stepping up to create detention facilities. Along with Florida's alligator Alcatraz, Indiana's similarly named Speedway Slammer is slated to add 1,000 beds. Border czar Tom Homan says it's a state issue as much as a national issue.
The Biden administration did the last 4 years was terrible. Millions of people in this country not properly vetted, so the states are taking interest. They care about public safety too. And I'm not saying every illegal alien is a public safety threat, but many are, and the states are taking it seriously, so I'm glad they're stepping in.
This comes as a senior district court judge issued a temporary restraining order on the 10th floor detention center at 26 Federal Plaza in New York City. It requires ICE to meet baseline human rights conditions for holding people, which reports show are lacking in many other ICE detention centers. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.